ever feel like building something online is just impossible? Like you're trying to assemble IKEA furniture, but the instructions are, I don't know, in ancient Greek. Yeah, you're definitely not alone there. That's exactly why we're doing this deep dive today, to try and make things a bit clearer. We're zooming in on something called PocketBase. Think of it as like an open source toolkit for building the parts of your apps and websites that run, you know, behind the scenes. So if you've ever thought about creating your own little corner of the internet, or maybe you're just curious how the apps you use actually work, well, this might be surprisingly useful, even if you're not super techie right now. We've basically gone straight to the source pulled info from the PocketBase GitHub page and their main website. So it's the real deal. Our mission for this session, just to give you a really clear, hopefully beginner-friendly idea of what PocketBase is and maybe why it could be useful for, you know, your next project. But before we jump right in, just a quick word about the folks making this possible. Safe Server. They handle hosting software and support your digital transformation. You can find out more over at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, so yeah, let's start right at the beginning. What even is a backend? Good question. Imagine, like, your favorite app. You tap stuff, you see pictures, information pops up that's the front end. It's the bit you actually interact with. But behind all that, there's this whole engine room, right? Storing data, managing your login, making sure when you tap like, it actually registers somewhere. That's the back end. It's kind of like a puppet show. You see the puppets moving, that's the front end. But underneath, hidden away, someone's pulling all the strings. That's the back end. PocketBase helps you build those strings.
Ah, okay. So PocketBase is one specific way to build those strings. Got it. What makes it stand out from, say, other ways of doing it?
Exactly. It's a specific approach. And a big thing is that it's open source. Think of it like a community cookbook recipe for your backend. Everyone can see it, use it for free, tweak it, even suggest improvements. So it's always getting better thanks to lots of people chipping in.
All right. Open source. That's cool. Community driven.
Yeah. And another really key thing is it's a real-time backend. You know how, like, on a live sports app, the score just updates instantly? You don't have to keep hitting refresh?
Mm-hmm.
That's real-time. PocketBase lets your app's data update automatically like that. Super useful for chat apps, dashboards, things like that. And maybe the thing that makes it really appealing, especially for beginners, is how it's often described, in one file.
In one file.
Yeah, it sounds almost too simple, right?
Sure.
But it basically means all the core backend stuff is packaged neatly into this single manageable file. Makes getting started feel much less daunting, like having your essential kitchen gadgets in one box instead of scattered everywhere.
Okay, in one file, that does sound incredibly simple. So what kind of tools are actually in this one file toolbox? What can it do?
Well, it's surprisingly packed for just one file. First off, it includes its own database. SQLite is the name. Now, a database is just, you know, an organized place to store all your app's information, like a digital filing cabinet. Okay. The built-in part means you don't need to find, install, and connect a separate database system. It's all right there. And naturally, it supports those real-time updates we just talked about. Second, it has built-in ways to manage files, user uploads, like profile pictures or documents.
Oh, nice.
And it handles user accounts. So signups, logins, password resets, all that stuff that's usually a pain to set up. It's included. You don't have to build it from the ground up. That alone saves like a ton of time.
Wow. Okay. That does sound like it strips away a lot of the complexity. What else comes in the box?
Well, there's also this really handy visual thing called an admin dashboard. Think of it like the control panel for your backend. You just open it in your web browser, and you can see all your data, manage users, change settings, all with clicks. No code needed.
Like a point-and-click interface for the engine room.
Exactly. Makes managing everything much easier, especially when you're starting out. And finally, it provides something called a REST-ish API. Now, API sounds technical, I know. But really, just think of it as the language your app, the puppets, uses to talk to PocketBase, the puppeteer. REST is just a very common, straightforward way for them to communicate. And PocketBase even offers these helpers, they call them SDK clients, for popular languages like JavaScript, which is huge for web stuff, and Dart, which is big for mobile apps that work on different devices. These SDKs make it even easier for your app code to talk to PocketBase, like having a fluent translator built right in.
Okay, so it's almost like a pre-assembled back-end engine that's just ready to go.
Yeah.
How would someone actually, you know, use it, get started with a project?
Yeah, the absolute easiest way is to use it as a standalone app. Like literally go to the PocketBase website, download one single file for your computer, Windows, Mac, Linux, whatever you've got.
Okay.
Then you open up your terminal, or command prompt sounds a bit technical, but just where you type commands and you just type .pocketbase serve. That's literally it.
That's it.
That's it. Boom. Your Pocket-based backend is running. Then you just build your app to connect to it. This pre-built version even lets you add little bits of custom logic using JavaScript, which is pretty neat for web developers.
But that really does sound incredibly simple. Like almost too simple to get a backend running.
Yeah.
Is there another way for people who maybe want to tinker a bit more?
Oh, yeah, definitely. For developers who are comfortable with code or want more control, Pocket-base can also be used as a Go framework. Go is this programming language known for being pretty fast and efficient. So if you know Go, you can basically use Pocket-base as a library, a set of pre-built components inside your own Go application.
Oh, okay. More integration.
Exactly. The documentation shows a tiny example, just a few lines of code. You import Pocket-base, create a new app instance, maybe add a custom rule or two, and then you start it using a command like go run main.goserve. Before that, you'd probably use some standard Go commands like go mod init my app and go mod tidy to set up your project structure. And if you want to package your custom Go app into that neat single file, just like the pre-built one, there's a command for that too, something like cgo enable d0 go build, then you run your version with .myappserve. So it's flexible, easy start, but room to grow for coders.
Right, right. So it caters to both ends of the spectrum, sort of. Who do you think this is really for then? Who benefits most?
Well, they don't explicitly list like use case #1.x, but based on everything, the simplicity, the all-in-one nature, It really feels perfect for individuals maybe building a personal project, small teams, maybe startups. If you're building a web app, a mobile app, and you need those standard back-end things, user accounts, storing data, maybe some real-time features, file uploads, but you don't want the headache of setting up 5 different complex services and making them talk to each other, Pocket-base looks like a fantastic choice. It really lowers that barrier to entry, you know? Mm-hmm. Lets you focus more on the actual app features, the fun part.
Yeah, I can see that being huge, especially for people just getting started or without huge resources. Now, you mentioned it's still actively developed. Is there anything people should be aware of, like downsides?
Good point. Yes, it's actively developed, which is great. Lots of improvements happening. But they are upfront about it. Because it's not at version 1.0 yet, they might introduce changes in future updates that aren't fully backward compatible.
Meaning an update could potentially break something in an older project.
Potentially, yeah. It's something to keep in mind, especially if you're building something, you know, mission critical or planning for the very long term. It's definitely stable enough to use. Lots of people are. But just manage expectations that things might shift slightly before that big V1.0 release.
Okay, good to know. Manage expectations. And since it's open source, how can people get involved if they find it useful, if they want to contribute?
Yeah, that's the beauty of open source. The community is key. If you're a developer, you can definitely contribute code, fixing bugs, adding features, improving the docs is always helpful too. The GitHub repository is the place for that. They do suggest, though, if you have a big new feature idea, it's probably best to chat with the maintainers first, maybe open an issue to discuss it, just to make sure it aligns with the project's direction.
Right, collaboration.
Exactly. And importantly, if you happen to find a security issue, like a vulnerability, they ask that you don't post it publicly on GitHub. Instead, there's a dedicated email address support at pocketbase.io for reporting those privately and responsibly.
Got it. Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. Pocket-base. It's open source. It's this all-in-one backend thing designed to be really easy to use, especially if you're newer to this. It bundles a database, user stuff, file storage, even a visual admin tool, often into just one file. Plus, it does real-time updates. You can run it super easily with one command, or if you're a Go developer, you can integrate it more deeply. Sounds like a brilliant option for individuals, small teams, anyone who wants to build an app without getting totally bogged down in complex backend setup. Just got to remember, it's still evolving towards that version 1.0.
That sums it up perfectly. It really feels like it's trying to make backend development more accessible, democratizing it almost.
Democratizing. I like that. Great way to put it. So maybe here's something to chew on. You know, all those slick apps and websites we use, they all have complex backends powering them. Could a tool like Pocket-base actually make it feasible for more people, maybe even you, to understand that stuff better or even build your own simpler versions? Does seeing behind the curtain a bit, even with a tool like this, change how you think about the tech you use every day? Perhaps it's worth exploring their documentation, https.pocketbase.io docs, just to see what sparks your interest. And remember, this deep dive was brought to you with support from SafeServer. They provide hosting solutions for software and can help with your digital transformation. Check them out at www.safeserver.de.